All right, Holly, before we play the intro, one, we missed Jacob two times. Call this week.
Oh, man, I just realized that.
It's been so busy in the studio this week. Scott's been off, and it's like just all both of us have had like, what is it, an octopus? With like eight tentacles trying to get everything done during the show, right, having one person down.
Yeah, when one person's missing, obviously you just take up that work. So we were been extra busy.
Yeah, and so we totally missed Jacob two times call this week. So we apologize.
Oh, he's going to be so mad.
I know, but we'll get him on next week.
Yeah.
But we do have the new podcast intro.
Ooh.
Thanks to Scott before he left. Are you ready?
Yes.
Let's feel this together.
Unscripted.
Unshackled.
Uncouth.
What you're about to hear is for mature ears only.
It's Miguel Fuller.
I would show anything. I'd show my hee hee and my hoo hoo and my ha ha.
Holly O'Connor.
Hey, Daddy, you want to take this to the bedroom?
And Scotty the Body.
I am officially not only the grill daddy, but I'm a hot grill daddy.
Oh, wow.
It's the Miguel and Holly Uncensored Podcast.
Only from Hot 101.5, Tampa Bay's new hip music.
Well, that, that is an intro right there.
The hee-hee and the hoo-hoo.
And ha-ha. Oh, I forgot about that. God bless to save that.
My gosh. And so you've probably been wondering, and we've gotten this question recently a lot, you know, because we celebrated our 5 years back in March.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Why does it feel like that was 5 years ago?
Because it was.
Oh, yeah.
It was forever ago. And so now that we are, oh, God, what was I saying?
Sorry. You were talking about how we celebrated our 5 years.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, and so throughout this whole time, we've been saying, save that, save that, save that.
For 5 years.
Right. And y'all are like, what the hell have y'all been saying save that for? What, like, are all these clips?
Are we ever going to reap the benefits of you saving that?
Right.
Which, like, I get it, because I'm also like, I don't even remember what's been saved.
Right. Well, we have just a folder of like all these different clips through the years. And so that's what it's for. But then through regime changes throughout the years, because we, you know, unfortunately, we'd like to believe that we're in control here. We're not.
No, no. We're just sort of on the ship as it sails.
Exactly. And so we have all sorts of different clips of those. And finally, that's what it's supposed to be for. And so, Holly.
Will we be changing those out?
Yeah, yeah. They'll be changed out every so often.
Okay.
Here are some throughout the time that we've had.
Oh, wow.
But you're not in my mouth. You don't know what tastes good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to lower this clip. I haven't done a split since 2003. Well, that's true.
I am officially not only the grill daddy, but I'm a hot grill daddy.
Oh, wow. Oh, that made the intro.
Oh, yeah. Here's another one, Holly.
Let me tell you something about chicken. Oh, yeah, but what did I have to say about chicken?
I don't know that.
I made my boyfriend pop a pimple inside my ear.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
I remember that. Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, I am not your dog. I am a chicken.
Oh.
Oh, I forgot about that pimple. And literally like 2 years later, some little girl was like, remember when your boyfriend popped a pimple in your ear? And I was like, no, but I do now. It's so weird what people remember.
Oh, God, I love some of these.
If you'll be slinging around terms like stupid bee for no reason, you better use the right form of your.
Oh.
Why are you so mad, Holly?
I don't know.
You're making this up. I had sex with your couch.
Oh, that was a random.
Oh, what, yes. Oh. Yes, it was.
How long does it take you to get naked?
I like these.
As a person who's from the South and I just really, really, really love fried chicken, I was waiting until this weekend to wrap my mouth, my lips around that delicious spicy fried breast.
Really? Do you hear yourself now and how uncomfortable it is? Like, what?
Why is that so awkward?
It's so awkward.
Oh, my God.
Guys, Doritos, you crunchy, delicious bees.
All right, hold on. Just a couple more. This is too fun.
Hey, nips.
Oh. That's when you got to get your nips out.
Oh, wow.
They're really skinny, so they didn't fall out. And so I was able to put the chicken fries in my pants.
Miguel, why is it always food with you?
I mean, literally, I think everything about me here is about food.
Oh,
I'm not expecting you to do a whole dance routine, okay? I know old Joy Fatone or Chris Kirkpatrick been hawking hot dogs.
I'm saying the shape
Don't
of it
be
all.
Listen, he making his money hawking hot dogs in Orlando.
But he doesn't want to throw them out at the Super Bowl stage at you.
I think it would be great to give your old best friends a platform to hawk what they're doing.
Wow. That needs to be cut down a little bit, but we should be using that one.
Oh, my God. All right, just a couple more.
Here's what you do. Like, well, you don't wear the same thing. You have, like, two pairs that you rotate.
Right.
So then, like, one pair gets aired out while the other pair is on you.
It still stank.
No, it doesn't. I feel like we could have really great promos and things. It's just, it's an untapped treasure trove.
It really is.
I love getting flowers. I know everyone that's like, they die. Okay, so do you, but we still have you. Did I not make a valid point?
I mean, yeah, no, you did. You did. You did. Wow.
I feel like I maybe made that point and no one has made it before. Flowers die. Yeah, so do you.
Oh, God.
Still got your ass.
So we don't have a lot of time for the podcast today. But I did want to spend some time sort of reminiscing about our time here at Hot 101.5 because we are coming up on a contract year.
Yeah.
So what that means, the company has to let us know, hey, we want you more years, or they say, we're good.
Bye.
It's been a fun five.
Bye.
We're good.
Best of luck in your future endeavors.
Yeah. So our contract's up at the end of the year. So hopefully everything will work out well. But with that time coming up, because you and I always have to sit down and say, you know, what do we want to do? Is this what we want to do? Are we good? And so I've been thinking a lot about that. And then also we are up for Best Local Radio Morning Show.
I had forgotten. And I mean, I have voted once already, but apparently you can vote every day.
Every day.
God bless the people that sit around and vote for anything every day. I'm not.
I've done it a couple of times.
Yeah, I can't. I forget.
And I think the deadline is coming up here pretty soon. So
something like the first week of September.
Yeah. So maybe. I was like, we should mention that on here. If you want to vote for us as Best Local Morning Show, we'd appreciate it.
Please do.
And there are some other categories, I believe, we're in. Aren't you under what? Influencer?
No, I'm not under. You are under influencer.
Okay.
I am under Best Radio Personality, but so are you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I have, like, an individual one like I did last year with Instagram. One year I had a Twitter. I don't remember now.
I don't know. If you just...
And Miguel, you're up for Best Couple with Abe.
Oh, that's right. I am. That's right. I am.
So that's good. Yeah, I don't... Oh, I don't remember. I think it's just the Best Radio Personality. Of course, the show is nominated.
Mm-hmm.
So if you vote for anything, I would please ask that you vote for the show for Best Local Radio Morning Show.
And Scott is up for Best Up-and-Coming Radio Personality, I believe, as well.
Yes, throw him a vote if you wouldn't mind, please.
So let's take it back, Holly, to the week before we started here on Hot 101.5. It was March. Our first day was March 30th on a Monday and 2015. And the 2 weeks leading up to that, we were having meetings about what the show wanted to be about, what was our mission, what was our intention.
Mm-hmm.
And so then what they do is to get you comfortable with the equipment is they send you in to work overnight.
Right. At like midnight.
Right. Now, I think it was like 1 a.m.
Yes, it was. It was in the early, early hours.
Right. It was like 1 a.m. to 3 or 4 a.m. And they're like, so nobody's listening. And we just want you all to just get used to the equipment because, you know,
used to being in this studio.
Right. And then just even the way it sounds and the way the microphone sounds, it's all different than where we were before. Because we were in Panama City at this small radio station. And, I mean, like, we have studio-grade doors here,
like
airtight
sound
doors.
Sound-blocking
right.
doors. They had, it was like, I'm pretty sure it had been a dentist's office.
Yes.
At that building, and it was like a bedroom door that was not soundproof. And they did fix it after a while, but originally in Panama City, the computer monitors were held up by CD cases, which is damn dangerous because please believe I knocked into one time and everything came crashing down.
Mm-hmm. And so it took us a minute. And then two, just coming in and out of segments by saying the radio station.
The phone number.
Right. Everything was new. And so I actually found This is literally our very first time our voices are on Hot 101.5.
From the overnight?
From the overnight. I have this because, you know, I save everything.
Yes, I know. Why do I feel like you have a Mary Poppins bag somewhere? And that's where you get everything. I'm like, where do you even have all this stuff?
I mean, I literally, like, even my high school friends, when I post throwback pictures, they're like, how do you have all of this stuff? And I'm like, I don't know. Uh-oh. And so this is, move. Us doing our very first overnight March of 2015 on Hot 101.5. Come on. Oh, wait. The file is so old. Hold on. It's frozen up a little bit.
It's probably like loading.
It's like, wait a minute. Here we go.
On and on and on. The new Hot 101.5. All the hits.
My name is Miguel Fuller, and I...
We didn't even get the thing right. That's, first of all, that song brings back memories.
Well, because I remember at that time, like, the equipment we have is, like, really, really nice. And so, like, I remember in Panama... Oh, remember, there was always, like, a slight delay in Panama City. And so that was why I wasn't used to hearing myself in real time.
I completely forgot about that. How the hell did we do that for so long?
I don't know, but we got so used, because you just adapt.
Yes.
And so I just got used to always hearing like a quick, like half a second delay in my headphones for when our voices are actually coming out. And I think the first time I had the headphones on, I was like, hey, oh! I can hear myself. All right, here's...
New Hot 101.5. All the hits.
My name is Miguel Fuller, and I was so stressed out today that I had a double quarter pounder with cheese, which was so delicious. Then I had Oreos with berries with milk. My stomach not feeling so well today.
No. Yeah.
We sense a theme here.
Yeah, I feel a theme. I feel a theme. Like, it's funny, but it's also just kind of like sobering when you realize the theme has been going on for so long.
So much about food. Just everything. Everything's about damn food.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. My name is Holly O'Connor. And you know that thing where you really want a Sam Adams seasonal, but you don't have a bottle opener?
Yes.
That was me yesterday, so I used a wrench to get the top off. Desperate times call for desperate measures, I feel.
Do we call that redneck in Tampa Bay? Can we say that?
I think it might be. I will wear it loud and proud. I don't even care.
This is the new Hot 101.5. All the hits, fewer commercials. We got Natalie LaRose. Everybody.
Remember those songs?
Oh, wow. It feels like forever ago. What a debut.
Like, you talking about food, and I'm talking about getting drunk. Like, what?
Yeah, I mean, we sort of set the tone.
We did.
Do you want to hear some more?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's see. The new Hot 101.5, all the hits.
Go ahead.
Girl, what's coming up?
One Direction is falling apart. Okay. Maybe not actually falling apart, but they're definitely losing a member. So who is leaving and why? You have to find out in 8 minutes on the new Hot 101.5.
So now it's so funny. In the industry, like, we are known for our chemistry and how we come in and out. We know what each other's going to say.
Right.
But remember, leading up to our debut here, we had worked on the show with other people for our entire careers.
Yeah, we had never, ever been just you and I.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was a little bit overwhelming, shocking.
Yeah.
Just different.
Right.
And we've always had good chemistry, but you have to obviously adapt when there's another person in the room, which is always what we did.
Right.
And so doing it just the two of us, I think we had issues with that for a while.
We did, because we were just learning how to play off of each other. And at that point, I had been hosting the show for 2 years, and we had two other people with us before we got here with, you know, a cavalcade of interns.
Yes.
So, like, you weren't used to always, like, being right there with me, because it was always, like, I would throw it to you or Mandy or Jimmy or the intern.
It would be a round robin almost.
Right. And I was so used to just sort of barreling through, because with all those voices in the room, I would have to be like, all right, everyone's laughing. Okay, coming up next, because I couldn't just wait till we were done. And so it took us a minute to sort of get that rhythm down.
Man, I forgot about that. And I was like, it's like trying to jump into double dutch. You're like, yeah. Hey. Forgot about that.
All right, let's see. We'll do a couple more here. And then we got a meeting. The new Hot 101 5. Holly O'Connor, what's going on in Hollywood?
Wait a minute. Okay, I haven't said anything yet. But, like, why are you so calm? Why are you so, like, I'm fine. Everything's fine.
Hello.
I think it was because of these, going back to the equipment being different in Tampa than it was in Panama City. What is it called?
The filter.
I was going to say filter too, but like the whatever it is on the mic.
We're horrible radio.
Why can't I think of it?
The filter.
The processor. The processor. The processing on these mics.
We're not engineers, clearly.
No, thank God. Because I can't do all that. But what they do in major markets like this, they have processors on each mic and processors on the radio station so that when you do hear your voice back in your ears, it sounds real nice and sexy. They didn't have quite that level of technology in Panama City. So I remember us being like, oh, we sound so professional.
And I think so clear.
That's what was happening.
Right, because I was like, well, hello.
You're like, listen to my voice.
Ooh, like I was testing how my delivery was with these new fancy schmancy filters and processors. But
okay, so One Direction is falling apart. I'm sorry to say.
Girl, don't say that.
Okay, well, it's not actually falling apart. But in my heart, it is a little bit because Zayn is leaving the tour that they're on right now because of stress.
Okay, what sort of stress is he under?
Listen, he's really stressed out.
Okay.
They don't actually say what kind of stress he's under, which basically leaves it open to interpretation, and some are saying it's because he might be cheating on his fiance. There was like a picture of him holding a hand with some other girl, and he's oh my God, no. But he's leaving regardless because of stress.
No, to me, that stress is called cocaine.
No!
It's called blow.
Don't
it's called heroin. It's
he's
called...
my fave.
And he's doing drugs.
Maybe he's just really tired.
From doing drugs.
Stop it. All right. For more on what is hot in Hollywood, head to hot1015tampabay.com.
You sing.
Okay.
Whoa.
Hold on.
That was so different than how we would deliver that whole. Would we even do that story now?
We would do the story, absolutely.
Okay.
But we would. Okay. Let me go through a couple things.
Mm-hmm.
First, I had forgotten how the beginning of the end started for One Direction, and that was absolutely it. We didn't realize we were witnessing the beginning of the end of the group. I said it, but I was kind of joking.
Right.
That was absolutely, the group was breaking up, like internally dead, basically.
Done.
So that. And then second of all, if we were to deliver that story now, and keep in mind, this is 5 years, and we've all learned a lot. And we had this mentality of not taking the easy route to make fun of celebrities. We started that back in Panama City.
Mm-hmm.
But a few things. First of all, we were told to keep it short as hell.
Right.
Like, we used to have 6-7 minutes to talk about Hollywood stuff in Panama City, and they said, do not make it more than 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to make it memorable, funny, and then be out in 2 minutes. And I'm just telling you, I know it seems like that's what a stupid thing to worry about. Try it.
Yeah.
Try to tell a story in under 2 minutes and make it funny and memorable and then out.
Right.
Try it.
And on top of that, early in the morning.
At like 2 a.m.
Right.
And you're a bucket of nerves because you're on a brand new radio station and you know they're listening and judging you.
Oh, every word.
So having said that, I think we went for the low-hanging fruit because we were so scared.
Yeah.
But if we were to do that story now, which we absolutely would talk about, like let's say One Direction just now was like still a group and Zayn left the tour because of stress, we would be like, girl, he probably is under stress. Like, you know those management contracts?
Oh, I know.
Maybe there's like unseen drama between the members of the band. Do you think his mental health is okay?
He probably needs to get that checked out. Like, he probably really needs to talk to someone to take a leave of absence from the group.
I wonder how the other group members are handling this.
They're probably making fun of him. That's what they're doing.
Oh, my gosh. And so it would have been a whole different conversation. Mm. It blows my mind that's how that went.
Well, I was like, guys, on the drugs! Oh, okay, let's just do one more.
Okay.
It's coming. Is it coming?
Ariana almost died, y'all.
She and her crew were on their way to Houston for her honeymoon tour, and the plane's altitude dropped and the oxygen mask came down, so everything was fine in the end. But they did get some good Snapchat pics, I feel like.
Being very dramatic as usual. It's the new Hot 101.5. I
know my... Did you hear me trying to squeeze that in over the ramp of a song?
I was like, Jumanji.
That was ridiculous pressure we were under.
Oh, God. All right, hold on. We got to do one more. Let's see if this. Here we go. Come on.
I remember being so proud that we accomplished that.
The new Hot 101.5. All the hits.
My name is Miguel Fuller, and yes, I'm that guy. I paid for Tinder.
I did.
I wanted unlimited swipes, and damn, I got it.
Okay. I'm Holly O'Connor, and I am currently starving and craving a New York-style greasy cheese dripping off pizza with mushrooms.
Oh, why do you want that right now?
I don't know, but I feel like it would fulfill my soul.
Oh, you know why?
Why?
Your period.
Oh, you're so right.
I saw your app. Your period is coming, girl. You hungry,
true.
Okay?
Oh, it's so true.
It's the new Hot 101.5. I think of... Hey, that's the only one I would give an A+ to.
I was going to say, that break, I would not critique it at all.
Yeah.
A+, stamp it, move on.
Yeah, I like that. Was good. Okay.
Go ahead. We did it.
Okay, there's a lot more, but that'll live in the past.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. So that's a little brief history of us at Hot 101.5 in case you cared.
If you're listening to the podcast, I assume you care.
You do. Well, thank you so much for listening. This is going to be kind of short.
Thank you for caring.
Absolutely. And thank you for being a platypus. Uh-huh. We appreciate it. In the platypus posse of the Miguel and Holly fam, we appreciate it.
Yeah.
Don't forget, send us your name and your address if you want a sticker.
Yeah, absolutely, because we'll send it out to you. Don't know when it's going to get to you, but we're going to send it.
Please believe. Damn computer.
That's fine.
Miguel, M-I-G-U-E-L, at hot1015tampabay.com. Send me that, and I will get you your Miguel and Holly sticker. Holly, what's your social media?
Radio Holly on Instagram, also TikTok and Twitter. And then if you're on Facebook, you can find my page, Holly on Hot 101.5.
And where can you find Scott on social media, Holly?
Scott Tavlin. It is ScottTavlin on all of the things, I think. I think that's it.
And me, Miguel Fuller, MiguelFuller. You can find me on Insta. You can find me on TikTok, on Snapchat, Facebook, all that good stuff. And with the new intro, we got a new outro.
Ooh,
you ready for that?
I'm
ready. Be fancy, girl.
Catch up with the previous episodes of the Miguel and Holly Uncensored podcast from Hot 101.5.
Just hit up the Hot 101.5 app, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts.
Search Miguel and Holly Uncensored.
We fancy, girl.
Yeah, that sound good.
Bye.